Gym class for a Tuesday on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again for you today on this Tuesday as we get your local programming block underway here. We'll be on the air through the 3 o'clock hour, and then it'll be Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming away from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then at 7 on 107.5 FM, we join up with the Minnesota Twins Radio Network on 107.5 FM. Twins and the Miami Marlins coming up tonight. And we'll join up about third, fourth inning right there in that game down at South Beach. Chance this week, starting tonight, for the Minnesota Twins to get well, Mr. Mark Dukes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, it's been about a little over 500 baseball for about 40 games for the Twins. Meanwhile, Cleveland has been a fire, and it's a two-game lead for the Twins in the American League Central. You would think, you know, playing the Marlins, the bottom feeders in their division, Sergio Romo now with the Twins and not the Marlins. You'd think it'd be an opportune time for the Twins, but we'll see.
Well, we'll see, and that will come your way tonight at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Some baseball. We got a lot of baseball to get to today, both locally, as far as the state high school baseball tournament is concerned, as well as what is happening on the Major League Baseball front as far as trade deadlines are concerned. Nothing huge as of yet. We can definitely tell you that. A couple of minor deals going on yesterday. Today, the Chicago Cubs have made their salvo, I guess, late salvo into the fray as they have traded for a relief pitcher to help out the beleaguered bullpen in the back half from the Toronto Blue Jays. Didn't have to give up a whole lot. One of their minor leaguers, but picked up a decent reliever, the way it sounds anyway, from the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, David Phelps, who is 32 years old, been around, underwent Tommy John surgery last year, but has bounced back nicely in a small sample size of 17 or 18 innings with the Blue Jays, and the Cubs obviously feel like he can be a decent piece for that bullpen.
Also, Pedro Strop apparently is going to go to the injured list, and at least he's not going to be out on the mound for the Cubs. ERA of 9, I believe, over his last 7 appearances. He has not been good. Cub bullpen for the whole has not been good, to be quite frank about it. So we'll see if a little bit of infusion of new blood can help that out a little bit. Cubs and the Cardinals go at it tonight from Busch Stadium down in St. Louis, and that is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com.
It is indeed. Who will be leading the National League Central come Friday? Will it be the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Brewers, or some combination of the three? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. You mentioned Cubs, Cardinals getting together, the Brewers at Oakland, a very tough athletics team.
And very tough.
Ran across this, Phil Mackey, media member in the Twin Cities, said the Mets reportedly asking for Buxton in a Syndergaard deal.
What do you think, say you, Twin fan Mark Dukes?
It's tough to turn down a Noah Syndergaard, that's for sure. Buxton patrols center field like very few others, if any.
There's probably nobody better in center field defensively than Byron Buxton.
Among the league leaders in doubles, has had trouble staying healthy. Ooh.
Twins are in need of starting pitching, though. But as Syndergaard,
starters haven't been horrible. Barrios has gone through a stretch where he hasn't been Barrios-like. Odorizzi has had 11 wins. Perez has been okay. Gibson, okay through 5 or 6 innings. None of them are Syndergaard.
True. and going into a new league to boot for Noah Syndergaard, if that is indeed the case. That's what makes this time of year fun. You get all these rumors, juicy rumors out there about big names. Now, does that make even less sense then for the New York Mets to pick up Stroman?
Well, we're going to ask our guest, Joe Sheehan, or at least I am, you know, what to make of the Mets picking up Stroman and still having Syndergaard on the market. You know, the Mets aren't going to do anything this year. You'd think Stroman is for the future. Man, I don't know.
Mets have made some moves that have made your head scratch a little bit, and that would be another one that would make your head scratch.
You're going to have to give up something to get Syndergaard.
A little bit.
There's no question.
Oh, absolutely. Going to have to give up a bunch to get Noah Syndergaard. We'll ask Joe Rivera that coming up a little bit later on today on the program. 319-366-1600, the Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers text line. You are as close as your phone out there. Please do not text while you're driving. Also, we are presented, as always, by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Stop on by after work, etc. Bring your friends, bring your coworkers, what have you. Stop on by Third Base at C Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
I think it's an age-old question. Would you rather have an outfielder who can help you for, say, 140, 50 games, or a starting pitcher who can help you probably in a big way for 30 or 30-some games?
True, but you're giving up an awful big piece in a Byron Buxton. Yes, he's been hurt an awful lot, but, man, when he is healthy and things are going well, he's a very, very vital piece as far as the Twins are concerned.
Keep in mind, these are whispers from Phil Mackey up in the Twin Cities. But
got his ear to the ground, though. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Joe Rivera is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll ask that question as well as other trade questions for Joe coming up at that time. State baseball tournament going on, and Mark, we're going to have a little bit of history as far as the Cedar Rapids metropolitan area is concerned, because we are going to have a 3A finalist.
I like it.
We're assured of that. It'd be the first one. Oh gosh. First Cedar Rapids Metro
since
team.
Since Davenport Assumption opened.
Since Wash. Is that correct? Well, they made it last year. They made it last year. And then it was Wash. No, Kennedy prior to that. So,
in terms of a Metro finalist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wash made it a year ago, and then Kennedy made it in 2010. So, but to make a long story short, it's going to be Xavier versus Marion in a semifinal coming up on Friday. Either the first game at 11 or the second game at 1:30, as Marion has just defeated Sioux City Helan by a score of 4-0. Rick Atkins, the story in this one, the All-State left-hander going to South Dakota State to pitch, was absolutely outstanding in this ball game for the Marion Indians. He struck out 16, which has got to be one of the higher marks as far as all-time in the baseball tournament is concerned. Gave up only 3 hits to Helan. And Marion got 2 in the first to get off to a good start. Added single runs in the 3rd inning and then again in the 5th inning. And Steve Fish, winner of his 700th game earlier this year, gets to coach these guys a little bit more. And they will take on Xavier. And Xavier, we knew it was not going to be easy. Xavier ended up winning over ADM. I believe the score was 7-2.
That's correct.
Earlier on today. Now, ADM had an under 500 record, but they've got one of the better pitchers in 3A in the state of Iowa, who knocked off 5th-rated Harlan, who's been to the state tournament 7 straight years in the sub-state final. Won a couple games in the tournament and is really, really good. A left-hander, good curveball. He also changes speeds very well. And Xavier had trouble with him until ADM decided to take him out in the 6th inning. I think he only threw like 84 pitches, too. But then Xavier came up with 5 in the bottom of the 6th inning against a couple of relief pitchers, and the Saints sailed on at 7-2 with the victory over ADM. So it'll be Xavier and Marion in a semifinal coming up on Friday. That's pretty cool.
Are you aware of them meeting in the regular season?
They did not.
Okay.
Did not meet in the regular season. I will double check that, but I'm almost certain that that was the case.
Coming up also, Central DeWitt, Todd Brommelkamp will have an eye and an ear to this game. Number 3, Central DeWitt against number 9, Centerville, in a quarterfinal at 4:30 this afternoon. And then tonight, number 2, Davenport Assumption, will face Boone around 7 o'clock. That's the rest of your 3A bracket.
No, they did not meet. Okay. I double-checked for sure. It would have been in the Metro Tournament, and they did not meet. So Xavier, school record for wins in a season. Marion, school record for wins in a season. And they will battle it out and see who's going to advance to the final coming up on Saturday. Saturday, late afternoon into the evening.
Be nice if it was the championship, but we'll take a semi.
Take a semi. And as you mentioned, Central DeWitt's going to get ready to take the field. They're going to take on Centerville. That's not till 4:30. And then after that, it'll be Assumption and Boone, the Toreadors, going at it. So that should be a good 3A field. All 4 of the Eastern Iowa teams are favored to advance. And then Iowa City West will be in action coming up tomorrow as the Trojans will get started in Class 4A competition. 319-366-1600. 16 strikeouts for Rick Atkins today. That was pretty outstanding. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. That's also our phone line as well if you would like to get into the conversation here today. We mentioned the baseball trade deadline. We'll talk with Joe Rivera about that coming up in just a little bit. You mentioned the rumor, Byron Buxton, for Noah Syndergaard. That's one of the rumors out there at this point. It sounds like Madison Bumgarner, the Giants, are still listening to people, to teams, if they want to inquire. But with the Giants in the situation that they are, it's going to take, I think it's going to take a pretty hefty price tag to get Madison Bumgarner away from the San Francisco Giants.
More than it was a month ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the question. That's the question. And I know Todd hit on this on their show yesterday that already the owners are looking at maybe next year not having the trade deadline until August the 15th, because at that point you know a little bit more if you're going to have a shot, at a realistic shot of getting into the playoffs. I mean, if you're, take for example, the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get Tim Anderson back tonight, by the way, after about 6 weeks on the shelf.
Dylan Cease sent down, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Which is
Covey was sent down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And, I mean, there was a point when Anderson was playing, the White Sox were 5 games out of the wild card. The White Sox are now 15 games out of the wild card, or whatever the case may be. Not going to be sellers at this point, but now they know they're not going to need to make some moves to try to get themselves in a position to get a wild card in the American League.
And for a lot of teams, it's not just about this year. White Sox, prime example, I think.
Well, that's why I don't want them to trade Abreu.
Right.
There's some rumblings out there about Jose Abreu maybe on the move. And that's a big piece as far as the White Sox are concerned. And they need somebody to be... a couple people, anyway, to be veterans when these kids start coming up next year in 2021. Luis Robert and people like that. So we'll see. 2 more weeks, I think, would be good as far as baseball is concerned. Then you can kind of separate the men from the boys a little bit, and you'll know a little bit more if you're really in that push as far as a postseason
that's
spot.
2 weeks fewer that player could contribute to your team, though.
That's the downside of it. You can always trade on August 1st, Mark.
Well, that's true.
You don't have to wait until August 15th.
That's true.
You don't have to wait till July 30th or July 31st to make a trade out there. 17, almost 18 minutes past the hour of 3. I wanted to get to this because it's gold and it's too good to pass up. No, it's not about the meteor or whatever that was going to hit Earth over the weekend. Asteroid, meteor, I don't know what it is. Is there... I'm going to get all the science people calling me in, and this shows my ignorance as far as Earth science, which was probably my worst subject in school. Asteroids and meteors, are they the same thing? Anyway, I had to get this out. Yesterday was National Chicken Wing Day, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to celebrate.
I prefer boneless. Go ahead.
At any rate, Joey Chestnut, everyone's favorite competitive eater out there, decided he was going to celebrate National Chicken Wing Day.
Let me guess, in a big way.
Yes, he did. Joey Chestnut, they don't have the wing eating contest in Philadelphia anymore. It went the way of the dodo bird. But he decided, since a local restaurant who is famous for wings may have orange in their colors.
Okay.
Had a special for 12 hours for $15.99, all the wings you want to eat.
And Joey's in town, or he went there?
This was at the Mall of Georgia.
Okay.
So Joey Chestnut decided he needed a little bit of a snack. And Joey, you get, by the way, if you eat 250 wings, you get a T-shirt from this particular franchise.
Oh, is that all?
No. Yeah, 250 wings, you get a T-shirt. Oh, wow.
That's not all you get.
And Joey, all he did in his, he got the T-shirt and decided to keep eating. Just keep on going.
Did you say, is there a time limit or just
12 hours?
12 hours.
It's 12 hours. It's 12 hours. And Joey Chestnut, how many do you think he put away before he was done?
How long did he eat?
I think he ate all 12 hours.
Are you kidding me?
Well, he wasn't gorging, you know, doing the hot dog contest thing.
I can't even venture
Not
a guess.
Not in that speed.
I can't even venture a guess.
413.
Chicken wings.
He put away 413 wings in 12 hours. Only had to pay $15.99 to do so. It's classic.
We could stop at 200 and...
We did the math on this, and that comes out to a little bit more than 3 cents a wing.
Yeah.
So I think he got it.
That's called a lost leader in the restaurant
yes, it
business.
Is. That will be, there will be an asterisk next year, thanks to Joey Chestnut, at least at one particular restaurant anyway. And that's why you have these asterisks at these all-you-can-eat places.
How many wings can you eat at a sitting?
At a sitting?
I mean,
if I'm really hungry. Bone-in wings?
A dozen. You know, that's usually plenty
for
me.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably, if I, at the very most, probably 15 to 18.
Mm.
At the very most. Because the winged variety, I think, doesn't have as much meat as the boneless variety.
Or the breading.
Right.
Right.
You can go no breading on that and help out a little bit. Then it's just...
Yeah,
pure meat on your chicken wing, or whatever the case may be. But to eat 413 of these in 12 hours, that's just remarkable. It was 34 per hour, by the way, if you want to break it down even more. I think the funniest part was he got a T-shirt at 250. I think that's that's all you got for me. It's the T-shirt at 250, but. There you go. There's your useless trivia of the day. Joey Chestnut eating 413 wings just to have fun on National Chicken Wing Day.
Interesting. Let me go to the text on 319-366-1600.
Is this asteroid or media or meteor?
This is the Department of Corrections.
Uh-oh.
Don't forget about Prairie and the state baseball.
Oh, we did forget about Prairie. I'm sorry. Don't
Thank
forget
you very
about
much,
Prairie.
1900. Appreciate that.
Yes, don't forget about Prairie.
62-27. No way I give up Buxton for Syndergaard. No way. Twins are a better team with Buxton and Syndergaard as an ERA over 4. Cajun Troy.
Yes.
Hey, guys, it's been a while, but it's great hearing your voices today. Just waiting for football talk and Michael Thomas to get his ass to camp.
Yeah, and with that in mind, we go right to the phones and bring in. You speak of the devil, you say her name three times, and Cajun Troy appears.
Wait, dude, what I can't understand is boneless wings. Because it's like, does it come from the wing? It's chicken breast. I just can't. I just, when people say they like boneless wings, don't call it a wing. Don't even put the word wing in it. You know? I mean, even Buffalo Wild Wings, they even stopped their specials on Tuesday. And I was like, you're a wing place. You're not a boneless. Boneless is, I can go to McDonald's and get a nugget if I want it.
Troy, how many wings can you eat at a sitting, Troy?
Well, I can eat 12 to 15 because I don't like the drumettes. The drumettes is just too much work. They have them hard caught around the head. I just can't deal with that. I take one swipe. I take one in, and I put it in, and I just pull it out. You know, it's the best way. Wings, flats are my favorite. When I go to places, I'm like, can I get only flats? I don't want any drumettes. But I could do 12 to 15, yeah.
12 to 15.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
12 to 15. But stop calling a boneless wing. All right, sweetie. You guys take care.
Thanks, Troy. Great to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Troy wants to get Michael Thomas to Saints camp ASAP. We've understood that. And she is not the first person that I know, that I am friends with, to say that a wing without a bone is not a wing.
True.
And it could be from any part of the bird. So I think there's a pretty strong percentage out there of people that believe that. And are very adamant about their thoughts on that particular subject out there.
Cyclone Tim on the text line, would you like something to drink, Mr. Chestnut? Just a diet soda. I'm watching my weight.
Reminds me of Fast Times at Ridgemont High when the young man forgot his wallet and they kept ordering cokes. Oh, well, do you get the drink included in your $15.99, I wonder?
He's probably a water guy, isn't he?
I would think so. Well, that's what the hot dogs.
Isn't Chestnut really the man versus food? You've seen that show, yes, on food TV.
Of course, of course. And, I think he's missing out on a golden opportunity for something out there. 319-366-1600, 326 here in the program today. We're going to talk to Joe Rivera coming up here in just a couple of moments and talk about Major League Baseball. Is there something to Byron Buxton for Noah Syndergaard? We've heard from one Twins fan says no. I'll ask you after we talk to Joe.
Okay.
If you had to make a decision one way or the other, who are you keeping?
First of all, it's probably not going to be a straight-up trade, is it?
Probably not.
Yeah.
There are going to be some other components thrown in there, but I'm interested to hear what he says. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about that as well. We'll see. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break. Come back. Joe Rivera will join us. We're going to talk about the Major League Baseball trade deadline, Major League Baseball in general. We'll do it after this here on KGYM.
Linda Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Linda Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linda Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at LindaTire.com. More than just tires.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
I am so happy that I found Smart FM.
Smart FM is a radio station at 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 in Iowa City. Smart FM plays a broad variety of smart rock. Smart FM artists may include The Beatles, Boston, The Rolling Stones, Chicago, Aerosmith. Genres of smart rock include rock, pop rock, new wave, and alternative. Any and all are not uncommon to experience while listening to Smart FM. At times, smart rock includes deeper tracks and even live tracks from artists you haven't heard from in quite a while. Smart FM may cause excessive periods of listening.
Smart rock makes me so happy.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
After an off day, the Twins are back at it tonight in Miami for a three-game interleague series. Hi, this is Corey Provis, Jake Odorizzi on the mound for the Twins in Game 1. On your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
We are back in the gym class here at KGYM for this Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow, it is Caddy Smack on the gym class. Looking forward to that. Iowa Open is this week. The Cedar Rapids City Am this weekend as well. So a lot of things as far as the golf world is concerned. Final regular season event of the year, the Wyndham, this weekend in North Carolina as well. And then they'll be down to the final 125. As far as the PGA Tour is concerned, and we talked about it yesterday. We'll hit it tomorrow as well. Zach Johnson needs a big day or big weekend anyway, to get into that 125. So more on golf coming up tomorrow, but we're going to talk some Major League Baseball right now. Joe Rivera joining us. Joe covers baseball for the Sporting News. Also the co-host of Two Nerds and a Third, and does a great job with that. All things baseball, and joins us here a day. We are now less than 24 hours away, I think, from the trade deadline. And Joe, this is a fun time of the year, isn't it, if you're a baseball fan, right? Whoop, I should put you on. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Let's try it again. Take two. This is a fun time of year if you're a baseball fan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's really nothing like it. And now the fact that there's only one trade deadline, you don't really have to worry about those weird waiver trades. And it really forces teams to think about if they want to be buyers or sellers this year, I think. And in most cases, especially in the National League, you're going to see more buyers than you are sellers. So, yeah, it's always a fun time, trade deadline. It's like Christmas, but more stressful.
Let's talk a little bit about Noah Syndergaard and two aspects, really. Why would the Mets acquire Marcus Stroman and still entertain offers for Syndergaard? And then what are the types of deals you're hearing for him?
Man, that's a great question. Asking that is like trying to figure out the human genome sequence or mysteries of the universe. You know, anytime you bring up the Mets in logic and hope, it just doesn't seem to make sense, right? I think the idea for trading for Stroman is you sell. They did get him cheap. I mean, there are two prospects in Woods Richardson and Anthony Kay. Both guys aren't in the top 100 prospects in Major League Baseball per MLB pipeline. I know Kay was well-regarded, but he recently fell off. So you're kind of getting rid of two pieces of your future there. But, again, it's not really two guys that are super well-regarded, so you don't have to worry about it. And I think that you look at Stroman, and he's under team control for another year. And with Syndergaard, maybe you can flip him and get prospects better, either Major League prospects major league players or minor league prospects that are better than what you gave up for Stroman, so you can kind of replenish in that way. And I think trading Syndergaard would kind of fall into that and check that box. So, yeah, I think that the big name now, guys, is the Padres are reportedly interested in him. Some of the reports coming out there where they want to give up some major league ready players right now. And you know, you can think of a few, maybe Hunter Renfro's had a great year, Franmil Reyes, two great power hitting outfielders. Luis Urias, who's been pretty, he came up, he struggled a little bit. He had a double today. He's another guy that doesn't really fit in what San Diego's trying to do moving forward. Doesn't really have a spot. So maybe those are two names attached to it. It makes sense. But if I'm the Mets, I just don't sell Syndergaard. I don't. It just doesn't really make sense.
The Twins, and we read a little bit before the show started today that one of the writers covering the Minnesota Twins reported that there is talks with the Twins and the Mets. Mets wanting Byron Buxton, though, in a deal that would send Syndergaard to the Twins. And we have a lot of Twin fans around here, and they're weighing in a little bit. Most of them saying, no, I don't want to do that. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, anytime you take a piece away from a team that's ready to win right now, a starting player, a guy that's having a breakout season, I know that Syndergaard is an all-world talent. I know that the numbers don't really play that out, but anytime you throw 100 with a 92-mile-an-hour change and a nasty slider or curveball, I mean, that's stuff that scouts and teams really dream of. But, you know, the Twins are ready to win right now, and if you're subtracting to add another piece, it's really just kind of a wash, and then you're hoping that Syndergaard can turn it around with Minnesota the rest of the way. You know, I just don't see that. I don't. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you're the Twins having to give up a major league talent and true talent like Buxton, even to get a guy like Syndergaard. I know that, again, those arms don't hit the trade block often, guys. It's just not a thing. Aces don't get traded. Ace talents just don't get traded. It happens few and far between. But it's just something I wouldn't think of if I'm the Twins.
When you take a look at some of the top names out there, as far as players that could possibly be moved, teams that are going to make those moves as far as the trade deadline is concerned, is there somebody that's going to make a big splash and a big surprise, or is this going to go as maybe one of the more, I don't want to say boring trade deadline come and go, but I'll say boring.
You know, guys, I the way that it's playing out now really seems more sizzle than steak, right? It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of action. I mean, when David Phelps is the biggest name moved today so far, I mean, that's you know, who cares, really? I mean, no slight to David Phelps, but when you see the guys like Madison Bumgarner or reportedly maybe the Astros are speaking with him, it just seems like general managers are very – very hesitant to make trades now, and they don't have that extra month to try and think it over and see if they could work out better deals and things of that nature. But yeah, I don't know. It's tough to predict. I'm a little surprised that Stroman went as early as he did, and maybe I was thinking that maybe it would open up the floodgates a little bit, but we just haven't seen that. And with all the names reportedly on the market between Syndergaard and Wheeler who are available or Matthew Boyd in Detroit or Mike Minor. I mean, these are all guys that can really help teams, but it just doesn't seem like they're going to be on the move.
There is some talk that the owners are thinking about extending the trade deadline to August the 15th, around there for next year. Just then you would know if your team, you would have two more weeks to know if your team is going to be a buyer or a seller, or how they're going to fit in as far as possible postseason is concerned. Would that be a good idea, or do you like it on July the 31st?
You know, I do like it on July 31st because at this point, if you haven't really recognized the faults in your team, then you really shouldn't be playing the game, right? I mean, that's just the fact. We're already 3 months into the season. Things can always change, right? I mean, look at the Giants and the way that they've played, but I don't really see the point of giving them an extra 2 weeks to figure it out. And besides, waiver deals very seldom happened. I mean, obviously everybody's going to point to Justin Verlander and then the massive trade between the Dodgers and the Red Sox some years ago, but those kind of deals, I mean, they happen very few and far between for impact guys. So I don't really think that moving it to the 15th would solve anything. Yeah, sure, it'll give teams a little bit extra time, but I like where it's at now because, like I said, if you don't know what your team is or what your flaws are, who's going to be available at that point, then maybe you shouldn't be managing a major league squad or in a front office because that's just stuff that everybody knows. I mean, once you get to Memorial Day weekend, that's when you know what your team is midway through May or end of May. So I don't really see the point.
I think the ultimate stick it to him deal would be Syndergaard to the Red Sox, Joe.
Man, if the Red Sox really had the farm system to do it, I think they would. But, you know, we saw it with Detroit for many years. Dave Dombrowski isn't shy of moving prospects and really getting in return major league quality stuff. And that farm system is pretty barren right now. There's really not a lot happening there with Boston. So if they were to move players for Syndergaard, it would be, you know, you're talking Andrew Benintendi, who obviously is a very high upside player. He's had some good years already. Jackie Bradley Jr. is a solid player, good defender. You know, offensively, you never know what you're going to get. He's a very streaky guy, but are they going to give up Devers? That's not happening. I don't see them giving up Benintendi. Are they going to give up Betts? That's almost definitely not happening. So, yeah, it's really tough to see where the match is there. Obviously, there were some reports that they were talking about Edwin Diaz, New York's Mets closer, but again, I just don't see where Boston, unless they literally give them a low A team, an entire squad, including the janitors and broadcasters, everything. I just don't see where they're going to get that trade capital from.
The Astros link to Bumgarner and Trevor Bauer, that's almost illegal, Joe.
Let me tell you, there's been no better run franchise in the last few years than the Astros, and I'll tell you what, whereas, you know, I don't want to slight the Yankees at all because obviously they have their way of looking at certain players, but Robbie Ray isn't exactly moving the needle for a lot of Yankee fans. And when you see them linked to Robbie Ray or Tanner Roark, I mean, are those the guys? Meanwhile, in Houston, they're going big game hunting. They're going for the Syndergaards and the Wheelers and the Madison Bumgarners of the world. And when you have a core in place already, like Houston has, and this is their window right now, you can't be afraid to trade away prospects that might not fit, or, you know, maybe they do fit, but it's just going to suck to give them away. So, you know, Houston just knows what they're doing now, man. And a lot of stars had to align for them to get good and win a World Series and really develop a core. But it also gives them the luxury of being able to trade away guys like the Kyle Tuckers of the world or the Derek Fishers of the world, where, you know, those guys are really, really good prospects, and it's going to hurt to lose them. But at the same time, Houston understands that this is their window and they can't keep going another season. Obviously, they gave it a run last year. They won the World Series the year before, but it's really, really tough to try and pass that up and let this window just close without giving it their best effort. And you got to respect the hell out of them for that.
Joe Rivera joining us on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, talking some Major League Baseball. It's time to play as the National League Central turns. And you've got the Cubs and the Cardinals starting a three-gamer tonight. It's interesting because they're tied. The Cardinals haven't been able to beat the Cubs over the last several seasons. The Cubs have been absolutely atrocious on the road. And they're in the Brewers a game out. So good luck with this, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, sometimes you look at teams and you say to yourself, you know, you look at the NL Central specifically this year and you say, you know, maybe these teams are beating up on each other, but they're all really good teams. But that's just not the case. You know, Paul Goldschmidt's been really good as of late for St. Louis. But when you look at these teams, there's just something missing. They're just all very, very average. That's all I see when I see them. So, yeah, I mean, it's a toss-up in the NL Central. It's not like the NL East now where you have the Braves that look legitimate and that Washington turn it around, and those are two quality teams. And if the Phillies can get some pitching help, then those are three really good teams in the NL East. I look at the Central and I say, there's a lot of talent there, but something's just not adding up. So those three teams, I think they're going to be vying for some of the same trade pieces. You know, obviously the name of the game this year is all bullpen help and starting pitching help. And there's a lot of arms to be had. We'll see who makes the deal, but I'm a little surprised that the Cardinals have stuck in it this long. I'm pretty surprised that the Cubs haven't really taken off, but it is what it is, man. It's tough to say what's the missing ingredient there, but it's just a whole lot of mediocrity in the NL Central.
Back to Madison Bumgarner for a minute, Joe. I'd like you to rate his chances of actually being moved by the Giants, since San Francisco is apparently in the wild card chase.
Whew, that's a tough question. You know, it really depends on their mood that day, I guess, because Farhan Zaidi came in this offseason from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and he pretty much said everything must go, right? And it was very public. He said Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria, Madison Bumgarner, all these guys that can net you assets, everything's got to go. And now, with the way that they've been playing lately, this being Bruce Bochy's last year, I actually think there's a better chance. It's like 51-49 that he stays in San Francisco. His hard hit rate is way up there this year, so he is getting – I know the numbers are pretty Madison Bumgarner-like this season. A lot of them are in line with his career totals and his career averages, but he's getting really hammered this year more than any other year. But, you know, if there's any team that can fix him, it would probably be Houston, right? So, you know, if I had to put a percentage on it, maybe 51% he's staying, 49% he gets traded. But obviously anything can change between today and tomorrow, 4 o'clock.
Mm. What in the world has happened to the Colorado Rockies? They're in dead last now in the National League West.
Man, the same thing that's plagued them for years. I think a lot of it is the pitching. There's interesting theories that playing in Colorado actually hurts you on the road more than playing in Colorado actually helps you at home, which I think is interesting. So that's probably part of it. I don't know, man. I never really bought Colorado this year. I look at their rotation and I look at their pitching, and it's just something they've never been able to really figure out, guys. And maybe it's the altitude. Who knows? Maybe they just haven't been able to develop pitchers. That could be part of it, too. Kyle Freeland, who they were relying on this season, hasn't done much for them. So it's really tough to say. You know, I think they have, too. And the funny thing is, with Colorado, you heard some Charlie Blackman trade rumors potentially, but it doesn't really look like they're going to blow anything up there. So I don't know. It's tough. I think that part of it is just they just haven't been able to develop that pitching, and that's going to hurt them until they can figure that out. That's just going to hurt them.
And the Boston Red Sox are going to play the Yankees again coming up this weekend after they went at it last weekend. Red Sox still with an outside shot of winning the American League East, but probably have their sights set more on a wild card. We shall see anyway. And you can never discount the Boston Red Sox. I'll just say that to start things here.
Yeah, I don't think you really can. Obviously, you look at what they did last season and you say, well, they got to slow down. They got to slow down. And then they just did it, right? That's just they put together a historic season. Obviously, this year hasn't gone the way they wanted it to go. But I think it started this offseason with that bullpen. They really had an opportunity to bring in Kimbrel, and I know he hasn't really been great. Maybe his control is deteriorating. But aside from Kimbrel, they didn't do anything to shore up that bullpen. I mean, you bring Eovaldi back. Maybe he's going to pitch out of the bullpen now. But I'm not sure that he's the answer. And it's just weird to see the moves that Boston made after winning a World Series. But yeah, they really took the fight to New York this past weekend, man, taking 3-4 and showing signs of life. I think that when you look at that wild card race, especially with Tampa, and from what I've learned from sources, is that Tampa is still looking to make a real run at some guys. You know, Trey Mancini's in there. Dylan Bundy's a possibility. So they're looking for help. They're looking for reinforcements, but I still think that without Blake Snell, without Tyler Glasnow, that's going to be a hard, hard mountain to climb if you're Tampa, especially with Boston in front of them and playing a little bit better as of late.
Why would the Indians think of moving Bauer? I mean, I can't believe it's because of his antics in his last ball game, but for the Indians to catch the Twins, I mean, Kluber, Carrasco, Salazar, all injured, don't they need Bauer?
Yeah, they do, but I think some of it is a bigger picture here in that Cleveland's window is closing, and it's closing pretty quick. And when you see that they haven't really put the farm system together just yet, I think Bauer's a guy that's going to net you some solid prospects. I think that's part of it. I think offensively they need everything to go right. They need everything to go right for them to be good offensively, because they had one of the worst offenses in all of Major League Baseball this year. And Francisco Lindor is obviously, he's their star, and Carlos Santana's been good for them. But, you know, where else are they getting the help from in that offense? So they're going to need Bauer if they really want to make a run at that division. But I can certainly understand from a business side, from a long-term side, wanting to move Bauer, because, you know, I do think you kind of get a little bit of the feel, too, that maybe Bauer's antics are growing a little thin. We know about his social media presence, and we saw him toss the ball over the center field wall the other day. So maybe that does play into it a little bit, but I can certainly understand why Cleveland would want to move on from him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And, well, since we've been talking, no major trades have taken place. So you don't have to go back and search things over, Joe. But we'll see what happens, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks here. And always good to talk baseball with you, and have fun with the deadline.
Thanks a lot, guys. As always, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Joe Rivera joining us here. on the Gym Class on KGYM. Joe Rivera with the sporting news and Rita stuff out there. 3:47, we're going to take a break. Come back, have more for you after this here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop, I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people. Every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back in the Gym Class on this Tuesday on KGYM. Caddy Smack on the gym class coming your way on Wednesday. Brian Haas will be with us in studio. Looking forward to that. So get your questions ready to go as far as your game is concerned. If you are looking for a tip out there from Brian, that'll be coming your way tomorrow right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We've been talking baseball a lot during the program here today. In case you missed it from earlier on today at the state baseball tournament, it was Xavier and Marion both winning earlier today. Xavier, a 7-2 victor over ADM, Adel DeSoto Minburn, and Marion shutting out Sioux City Helan 4-0. Rick Atkins with a 2-hit, 16-strikeout performance in that particular ball game. So we will have a Metro finalist in 3A because Marion and Xavier are going to meet on Friday either at 11 o'clock or at 1:30. And that game, of course, at Principal Park in Des Moines. KJ Pilcher already tweeting out, why don't we move this thing to Knoll Ridge or Prospect Meadows or somewhere like that? We don't have to drive over to Des Moines. But it's a good problem to have. I guess.
Neither squad complaining.
Not at all. Not at all. A great place to play down there in Des Moines at Principal Park. 319-366-1600. That is a Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Also want to let you know that the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you to get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. For more information, go to KGYMradio.com.
Twins baseball joined in progress at 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM. Twins Marlins tonight, start of a series there. Baseball, the subject of our poll question today as well at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which team will be leading the National League Central come Friday? Would it be the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals, or some combination of the three? Again, the Cubs, Cardinals square off beginning tonight
at Busch Stadium.
And the Brewers at Oakland.
Wainwright and Darvish tonight. On the mound. Right now, 70, very early voting, 75% say Cardinals, 25% say Cubs. And nobody's saying a combination, and Bernie Brewer has not voted on the poll question as of yet. 353, wanted to get to this because it came out on social networking last night, and we've had a couple of tweets on it as well on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, a couple texts, I beg your pardon. I think it was Jeff Johnson who first put this out last night, said that looking ahead to high school football, due to numbers, there, and again, this is not set in stone or anything like that, but there's at least a possibility anyway that Cedar Rapids, Washington will not be able to field a sophomore football team this year. That has not been made certain, anything like that. I'll say this, it's not the first time that this has happened as far as 4A schools are concerned. Even here in town, I know a couple years ago, Jefferson had low numbers in one sophomore class, did not play one of the games, for sure, but then did some maneuvering and with the numbers and got, they had enough to play football. I don't know if that's something that Washington is looking at. The other thing is, it's just one class from what we understand as far as the Warriors are concerned. And numbers are fine other than that. They'd like to have more, but everybody would like to have more. And it's just kind of a product of what we're going through right now as far as athletics is concerned. And I know that Mo Blue and everybody at Washington, all the coaches, they're going to find a way to do what's best for the kids and get them some playing time. Whatever it is, they're coming up with an idea, I'm sure, right now, and we'll hear about it when we talk with the football previews coming up August 10th and August 17th on Saturdays.
Could be combining sophomore and freshman teams.
Could.
Who really knows at this point? But it shouldn't come as a big surprise because this group of sophomores coming in this season, they couldn't field a freshman team last year either. So, unless you pick up a bunch of players in a year, I guess it's not surprising. I think it's I prepared a sports view for that where tomorrow during the 1 o'clock hour on this subject. And while football participation is down a couple percent the last couple years, that only means teams across or programs across the country are losing one player a year. It's not like it's an epidemic by any means quite yet, but it is alarming to have one of the state's largest schools not being able
although
to
although it's
feed
not
a
one
team.
Of the state's largest schools really anymore.
Well, it's a 4A school.
It's a 4A school.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
just enrollment.
Enrollment has been down at both Jefferson and Washington, and it's a subject we could spend a lot more than the couple minutes we have remaining on. There's the school district boundaries to think about. They are totally out of whack and don't favor Jefferson or Washington. But we'll see where this leads. But I do think this is just a one-class deal.
Yeah, and there have been Des Moines schools that haven't had sophomore teams in the past. Waterloo East hasn't had a sophomore team in the past. I believe it was Mason City that didn't have one.
Correct.
As well. So it's not like it's something that is just, we're just hearing about it for the first time. So We'll see. They'll do what's best for the kids, I know, over at Washington. And like I said, it's not, this is not for sure as of yet. Oh. All right. Caddy Smack coming your way tomorrow. Have a very good night, Mark. Hold on to Byron Buxton.
I will.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover